Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. But until then, lions and tigers and bears, oh my, Russians. Say what? It's Free for All Friday. Excuse me. It is Free for All Friday, and we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. Do you believe we should be worried about the Russians? As the Democrats seem to be, they seem to be very worried, and of course, they weren't worried at all about Hillary's Russian deals with the uranium and all that. Those were okay. Do you believe we should be worried about sanctuary cities? Do you believe the wall will be built? Do you believe Government Incorporated can fix health care insurance? Or like Joe from Arkansas, and I do believe, we need to think about removing the middleman from the health equation, therefore making the costs more competitive. Do you believe the Comey firing was unwarranted? Or that it was part of a vast right-wing conspiracy. Those are quotes from Hillary Clinton. Do you believe conservatives are still discriminated against and under attack? Is immigration a problem in America? Should Trump probe into our elections for cases of fraud, election fraud? Personally, I think the dead people voting and the revoters are a bigger threat to our elections than the Russians, but, you know, I'm not a Democrat or a liberal. Free for All Friday is about you. I've thrown out some questions go along with some of the topics that I have, but we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. Let's have some fun. It's Friday. We're going into a weekend. This is a pretty good article. This is coming from Law News. It said Trump establishes a panel to probe voter fraud. And he's made Vice President Pence the chairman of the Election Integrity Commission. It says President Donald Trump signed an executive order Thursday, that was yesterday, establishing a panel to investigate voter fraud, a commission he first talked about in early February. Now, you know, the Democrats aren't happy about this because it's all the Russians. They ought to be probing the Russians, not anything else. The president is committed to the thorough review of registration and voting issues in federal elections. The president also named Mike Pence to lead the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity and named a bipartisan group of members that include chief state election officials. The president is committed to the thorough review of registration and voting issues in federal elections, and that's exactly what his commission is tasked with doing. This is coming from the White House Deputy Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She went on to say the commission will review policies and practices that enhance and undermine the American people's confidence in the integrity of federal elections and provide the president with a report that identifies systems vulnerabilities that lead to improper registrations and voting. We expect the report will be complete by 2018. The experts and officials on this commission will follow the facts where they lead. Meetings and hearings will be open to the public for comments and input. Now, isn't that interesting? She goes on to say here, Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach, a Republican, will be the vice chairman under Pence. Indiana Secretary of State Connie Lawson will also be on the commission, as will New Hampshire Secretary of State Bill Gardner, a Democrat, and a Maine Secretary of State, and Maine Secretary of State Matthew Dunlap, a Democrat. The commission will also include former Ohio Secretary of State Ken Blackwell, a Republican, and U.S. Elections Assistance Commission member Christy McCormick. Other members will be named later, it says. This is a pretty good article if you want to look it up. That's the title is Trump Establishes Panel to Probe Voter Fraud, and it's put out by Law News. The Democrats are not happy about it, and this is Michael Waldman that's saying the commission is a sham and a distraction. Really? Well, they ought to know about distractions, huh? It is simply an effort to try and find proof of the president's absurd claim that 3 to 5 million people, 3 to 5 million people, voted illegally in November. It tries to pivot from the fact that this week Trump fired the chief law enforcement officer in charge of probing whether his advisors colluded with Russia. That's not absurd, is it? To influence our elections. He fired the person investigating a real threat to election integrity and set up a probe of an imaginary threat. Of course, the Democrats think it's an imaginary threat. Most of the dead people voting are Democrats. Most of those that are voting over and over again, I'm not going to say there aren't a few Republicans that try to sneak in there and do stupid stuff, but the areas where this has happened, at least in Missouri, have been mainly Democrat. Integrity. That's something that we seem to lack in America today, particularly in the political arena. Integrity. Here's the exact wording of his executive order. The commission will be solely advisory and shall submit a report to the president that identifies the following. A. Those laws, rules, policies, activities, strategies, and practices that enhance the American people's confidence in the integrity of the voting processes used in federal elections. B. Those laws, rules, policies, activities, strategies, and practices that undermine the American people's confidence in the integrity of the voting processes used in federal elections. And C. Those vulnerabilities in voting systems and practices used for federal elections that could lead to improper voter registrations and improper voting, including fraudulent voter registrations and fraudulent voting. That's all that the executive order says. That's it. So I guess it's a distraction because we should be right there with Comey. We should have kept him where he was because he's doing such a fantastic job investigating all the fraud and corruption that's gone on. Correct? The writer of this article, I assume he's the one who put this down, but maybe it's a quote from somewhere else. But it says, big government tramples on the Constitution in its quest for power. And it's time we return the government of, by, and for the people. And this article was republished by the Heritage Foundation, by the Daily Signal, and that's where that was coming from. When we think about voter fraud, you know, personally, I don't, you know, if they didn't have the electronic voting booths, nobody could hack into it. They can't hack into it if you're writing it down on a piece of paper, can they? Counting them out one by one. They say, oh, that's too much work. Oh, that's too much work. Well, sometimes you have to work a little to truly gain anything. Get down and get dirty. Put your arms up. Pull your sleeves up. A chair and a ponytail and get with it. We're going into a break. It is free for all. For right of your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. Sir William Blackstone stated back in 1783, "So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community." There will be a Range Rights and Resource Symposium held May 19th through the 20th at Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. Register now at rangerights.com. Topics will include environment, fires, grazing, wild horses, government intimidation, constitution, and private property, in God and Constitution we trust, and so much more. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. That's the American dream. Mark your calendars for May 19th through the 20th and head to Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. For details, visit rangerights.com. I hope to see you there. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I threw out a whole bunch of gob of questions for you at the beginning of the show. And one of those was, are conservatives discriminated against? Is there a danger? It seems to me that conservatives aren't allowed to think and for themselves or have an opinion if it doesn't coincide with the liberal progressives. Remember yesterday what Bill Norton was saying about the nature of those who are socialists? Well, I don't know if you saw this. This happened a while back. Tim Allen was on Jimmy Kimmel. And he was talking about, whoa, you got to be careful what you say. You know, you can't, you got to believe what everybody else believes. And well, guess what? His show got canceled. ABC has canceled Tim Allen's starring sitcom, Last Man Standing, after six seasons. ABC production partner 20th Century Fox TV had reportedly usually negotiated over licensing fees over the comedy series before each season. This time, according to Deadline, there was no negotiation and the network simply pulled the plug on the show. The sitcom starred Allen as Mike Baxter, and if you remember, he's a marketing director for the sporting goods store, who happened to be politically conservative in his relationship with his wife Vanessa and his three teenage daughters. The show was one of the few, if not the only, broadcast network sitcom to appeal to conservative blue-collar Americans. a true oddity, since Allen has noted in interviews that the program was written by liberal writers. Well, they always made him out to be the bad guy, though. If you watch the show, and I don't watch it a whole lot, but I used to watch it some. Right now, I just watch news. I have no life. But they always made him out to be the bad guy. He always seemed to be a bigot with whatever he believed. And, of course, he had a house full of women, so he was outnumbered, so the last man standing goes. Didn't get along with his son-in-law. Loves his little grandson, but he thinks he needs to be taught to be more manly and not so liberal. And anyway, the season, it has been the sixth season, and this was all a buzz on Twitter yesterday. And they are begging somebody else to pick it up, you know, some other network to pick it up. So here we have Tim Allen, a comedian, you know, and he seems to lean not 100%. I mean, I've heard him talk. I've heard some of his stuff before. Not 100% on a conservative side, but he leans to the conservative side. I don't think he really believes in the science fiction of global warming or climate change. I think he's seen through that one. So here he gets fired for what he said. He used no vulgarity in the comment. I know he does in his stand-up routine. I know he used to be pretty bad. But he used no vulgarity. He was just, whoa, you got to be careful what you say these days because, you know. And he went off on some of that on Jimmy Kimmel. And he gets fired. Not just him. Anyone who works on that show, they're done. They don't have an employee. They don't have a job right now. Yet, what Colbert said is okay. In its vulgarity, it was horrible what he said. And Bill Maher, what he said about Ivanka Trump. It was horrible, it was vulgar, but that's okay. Because it was liberal. Remember when you used to get your phone line canceled if you cussed on the phone? Got turned in for being vulgar on the phone. Now what have we come to in this world? In the United States of America, we have 900 numbers. Where's our morality? Where's our integrity? There's no freedom of speech or thought if you're a conservative in the liberals' minds. You're just wrong. You need to tolerate us, accept us. So we don't have to tolerate and accept you. We'll just fire you. We'll just get rid of you. We hope you donate your bodies to science because we want to cut you open. That was Elizabeth Warren. What on earth is going on? We've got Skits from Nebraska. Skits, how are you today?
Pretty good. I was going to say about the only thing we need, the liberals need, is the Sheriff Bill Connor, the fire hoses, and the Doberman pinchers. the other thing I was going to remember, you're doing your range right symposium.
Yes.
Okay. Now there's a guy by the name of Chris Courtlander, and his last name is spelled with a K.
Okay.
He has the Custer Museum somewhere in Montana.
Okay.
And he said there's like a bill being sponsored to demilitarize the Bureau of Land Management.
Well, that'd be great.
And I believe it's H.R. 622. And I thought you might have that ready to tuck into your little folio for when you go to the range right symposium.
Okay, well, I will ask them. But we have Montana listeners, so if any of them know anything about it, give us a call at 877-895-5410. I'm on the air in Montana. You didn't know that, did you?
Yes, that's cool. All right.
Anyway, I appreciate it.
Flush twice. It's a long way to Washington.
What's that? Say that again.
I said flush twice. It's a long way to Washington.
That's right. All right. Thank you, Skits. I appreciate the call. Speaking of flushing twice, California, if you remember here just a week ago, Governor Brown's wanting to tax the airspace. Well, I'm looking at a picture of the airspace in California, and you can cut it with a knife. It is so polluted. California has 6 of the top 10 worst cities for smog in America. Well, I guess we know what's wrong with them. They're all brain damage from the toxic air, the toxic gas in the air. The American Lung Association State of the Air report named 6 California cities among the top 10 worst for ground-level smog in the United States. Those cities are Los Angeles, Long Beach, California, Bakersfield, California, Visalia, Portersville, Hanford, California. Those are all hyphenated. Is that how they do their name? Fresno, Madera, California. Phoenix, Mesa, Scottsdale, Arizona. Sacramento, Roseville, California. Modesto, Merced, California. Denver, Aurora in Colorado. Las Vegas, Henderson, Nevada, Arizona. And Fort Collins, Colorado. I was in Fort Collins once several years ago. Those are the filthiest, dirtiest cities in their air in the United States. I had a son that he went over to China here recently, and they took their little girl with them. And they were talking about certain areas where it was so bad you needed to wear a mask on your face. And yet we're the ones here in the United States that are trying very hard, and we've cleaned it up, but apparently California has not just quite cleaned it up. Now, I don't know what the problem is there, but apparently they haven't cleaned it up. Maybe the EPA ignores California because they hit everybody else pretty hard. Pretty hard. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You know, I don't believe in national health insurance. We're not even going to call it care because it's not going to care about you at all. It's health insurance. And I hope the president's listening to my opinion. Not that he'll heed it. I do tweet it to him. I tweet the show to the president every day. Yes, I do. The 5 issues the GOP senators face in the health care debate. And I've got another article that's going to go along with this here. Here it is. The first major hurdle, it says in this article, this is coming from Newsmax, and it is Wanda Carruthers that wrote it. The first major hurdle to amend Obamacare, not repeal, you notice that, was crossed last Thursday when House Republicans passed the American Health Care Act. Notice they don't have health care as one word. It's 2 words. Now the Senate will hone the House bill or craft their own in light of what their constituents want and what the American people need. Now they've got 5 different issues down here that are going to be significant in their decisions. And I already got a report, saw an article yesterday evening that Schumer is going to drag this out as long as he possibly can. Crazy, huh? We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. It is Free for All Friday at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we the people, oh yeah, it's Friday. And you know what? We'll be right back. With Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes, and Balladeers. course, the MBAR, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each week day morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, we were talking about, as we went into the break, it is Free for All Friday, by the way, 877-895-5410, the five issues that GOP senators face in the health care debate. And it says, it goes on to say here that there are five major items the Senate must consider. This is coming from CNN. Actually, this is Newsmax, but their opinion is coming from CNN. As they craft legislation that could conceivably pass. Medicaid. The House plan phased out Medicaid expansion over time, ending enhanced funding for expansion in 2020. Once enrollees cycle off, they would not be able to re-enroll. Medicaid spending overall would be curtailed, and the plan ultimately passes the Medicaid burden on to the states. That's the way it used to always be, my friends. Medicaid was state. Tax credits. The House bill gauged the credits on age, not income, according to the Business Insider. Senators may consider a person's income when calculating their tax credit, especially taking into consideration the effects on low-income people. You know, we need to have Betsy McCoy in here. I need to get her back on. I think she'd still come on with me. She's pretty popular right now. Planned Parenthood. The House plan defunds Planned Parenthood for 1 year. Some female senators have concerns about defunding the organization, whether or not they are in favor of abortion. This may collide with more conservative senators under pressure from religious groups to keep the program defunded as called for in the House plan. That's what the American people wanted. That's one reason they elected Donald Trump, to defund Planned Parenthood. Now, that doesn't do away with abortion. It just means that I don't have to pay for somebody else's abortion when I believe it is a sin to do that. I believe it is murder. That's all it is. Why should your tax dollars, 40-some percent of it, be their revenue? Going on, I want to come back to that in just a little bit. Pre-existing conditions. The House can let states opt out of this provision. You know, they're giving more leeway to the states. Did you notice that? This would allow insurers to base premiums on a person's medical history and would apply to those not continually insured, according to PolitiFact. Senators will likely ensure in their own bill that the people with the pre-existing conditions have safeguards. So, I'm just going to mention the next two here because we have callers holding. Essential health benefits. The House bill allows states to opt out of 10 essential health benefits currently covered under the Obamacare, according to the Brookings Institute. Moderate senators may differ, feeling the House bill already scales back enough insurance protection. Anyway, we're going to go to the phones. We have Forrest in Illinois. Forrest, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm calling about something I heard on National Public Radio today.
All right.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, Senator Sass was on National Public Radio today. He's from Nebraska. I think he's a senator, Senator Sass.
Okay.
He was talking about how since Trump fired Comey, shutting down the Russian investigation, that the Russians are going to get our credit card numbers and start buying illegal things or wrong things or embarrassing things and blaming people for buying them.
Senator Sass said that?
Yes.
That's hysterical.
Yes.
You know, how do you feel about that, Forrest?
Well, remember in the Trump campaign, there was somebody in the Trump campaign. He was visiting his son in California for graduation, and they said that he was in Czechoslovakia, and I think they said he was buying prostitutes. It was somebody.
No, Trump's son was? I don't buy that. But
No. Somebody in the Trump campaign was in California.
There's no truth in that, Forrest. Let me explain something real quick here. I don't have a lot of respect for Senator Sass, and I'll tell you why. He's one of those that claims to be a conservative, and then he stood up and voted to repeal COOL, country of origin labeling. And that means he doesn't think that you, Forrest, or I, Beth, have the right to know where our meat comes from. So to heck with the United States American farmers and ranchers, okay? If Russia wanted to go in and hack, and they're already hacking according to the Democrats, what would stop them from hacking and getting our credit cards now? Somebody does it all the time. I got mine hacked here just a couple of weeks ago. I got a call from the bank saying, have you been in North Carolina spending money? I go, no, I haven't. I haven't even been online spending money. So they canceled that card, and they're supposed to send me a new one. Sass is just wrong on this. That has absolutely nothing to do. And I believe the probe that will go on. I have an article here says that that's what Trump wants. He wants it to continue because he wants it cleared up. I don't believe that the Russians. I believe the Russians want to get into things. I believe the Russians try and did get into things, but I don't think they had any. I don't think they had any influence. However, I do believe the inside voter fraud that we have going on in the United States of America does affect different areas in the voting and in the elections. And so they need to probe into the voter fraud. And Trump says he wants that to continue, the probe into this Russian thing, because he wants to be cleared. So what Sass is saying makes absolutely no sense. So I'm going to kind of Google that and see if I can find that particular article.
I'm going to explain to you what Senator Sass is saying. He says we're not going to make the same mistake we did with that Trump person in the Trump campaign. We wrongly blamed him for being in Czechoslovakia when he was actually in California.
Oh.
This isn't going to happen again. He even said this isn't going to happen again. We're going to have you at a certain location, and we're going to buy things with your credit card, and we're going to claim the Russians hacked your credit card, and that's what he's implying.
Okay.
Well,
I'm going to have to go on because we're just about to run out of time. But like I'm saying, the Russians, if they wanted to hack into our credit cards and get all our information now, there's nothing stopping them, really. I mean, other people do it all the time. We've always got somebody hacking in to take credit cards. It happens about every Christmas at Target. Somebody hacks in there, and then next thing you know, the banks are having to contact all the customers that were at Target. We got to cancel that credit card. Somebody got your information. So Sass is wrong. Senator Sass is wrong, and he's speaking out of turn. That's my opinion. I'm going to have to look that up. Thank you, though. I appreciate you letting us know about that, Forrest. I appreciate it. We're going to go to Duke. Duke in New Mexico. Duke, how are you today?
Just lied there. You remember a few years back, Paragon's base of deer, Donald McGordo?
Yes, sir, I do.
There he pointed out this little gal in the audience that was so poor she had to wear a dress with a hole in the back of it.
I still have that dress.
Is that the one you wore at your dance contest?
No, it's not. That one was too long and straight to wear in a dance contest.
Well, I'll send you a check. You can buy a new one for this.
Well, I appreciate that, Duke.
My check coming up weekend after next.
All right, I appreciate that. Thank you.
So you can have a new dress. Don't have to wear that. Work with the old one.
Okay.
Follow your back.
I appreciate it.
Good listening to you, Beth.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Duke. Thank you so much.
That's when Derry was putting down a newsletter. That was the first thing I read was Notes from Beth's Desk.
Thoughts from Beth's Desk. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Hang on. I want to talk to you a little bit. Let's reminisce some. We're going into a commercial break, Duke. Hang on. I want to visit with you just a little bit. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Duke's got me all tickled. He's making fun of a dress I wore at a conservative convention down there with the Paragon Foundation. The phone line is open at 877-895-5410. We will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com/CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ AJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. Okay, I was having fun talking to Duke. Duke is in New Mexico, and we met. That was back in 2007, Duke. I remember when that was. At the Paragon Foundation meeting, and Derry was a speaker. I was not a speaker. I was helping Nicole, which was the secretary and administrator for the Paragon Foundation, so I was kind of floating around there being a little helper. And, yes, I had a long denim dress, and it was low cut in the back. So you think I need a new dress. Well, that's good.
Well, I'll send you a check for one.
I appreciate it.
So you can have it. Don't have to wear it week after next.
Okay, that'll work. Thank you. I appreciate that.
But so, you go to Omaha?
Well, yeah, I won't. Yeah, probably not. Yeah.
Don't need to wear that holy dress.
Okay. I won't worry about the holy dress. I appreciate you thinking about me. Well, how are things going down there in New Mexico?
Oh, pretty fair.
Pretty fair?
Sure missed your singing, you know.
You missed what? My singing? Oh, okay. Well, you could go to Omaha and hear me sing next week. I'm going to do the national anthem for them there, so. I got to sing for my supper every now and then.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, sing for my supper. And I went out and sang at the Vitae Foundation, and I filled a table with people to come there because it was a fundraiser, and I told them all that I was singing for their supper because they got in free because I was singing. So, yeah, every now and then I have to sing for my supper. Duke, thank you for calling. I appreciate that reminiscing.
I remember you telling about the hog pen being about 8 months pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody's shoes and boots.
That didn't fit? Yeah, I was expecting my first child, and I went out in the hog pen and the hog lot, more like, and they had sows in there, and my husband wanted me to help chase the sows, and I took off running, and the boots didn't. And he hadn't been married long enough to know that that was not a time he should laugh.
Oh, I see.
I borrowed his brother's boots. I didn't have any gum boots myself, and I borrowed his brother's rubber boots. My husband brought them to me, and I took off running in the mud, and the boots didn't. So, but I didn't fall down or anything like that. I was in good shape, just muddy.
Sure, nice talking to you, Beth.
You too, Duke. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I enjoy your program.
I appreciate
so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I enjoy all my listeners. I really do. Thank you, Duke. I'm going to have to get back down there to New Mexico. I like that area. You know, it's fun to go down memory lane and reminisce. And I have mentioned several times that I didn't grow up on the farm or on the ranch. Yet I just absolutely love rural America. I love this lifestyle. I love the independence of these farmers and ranchers and small business owners. And I know they're from sea to shining sea, but I'll tell you what, rural America is the foundation of all America. I believe that with all my heart. And it makes me feel good to know that I'm in the middle of this nation, smack dab in the middle of this nation, reaching out to all America, because I just absolutely love this nation so much. And, I was watching Lou Dobbs this week, and Lou Dobbs was in awe of his, and I didn't have a pencil or anything at the moment when I was needing to write it down. He had a guest, and they were talking about the EMP. And Lou says, why haven't we heard about this? And I'm going, how come you weren't listening? We've talked about it on this show. Derry used to talk about it all the time on his show. Remember what I said earlier this week or last week about circling the wagons? We need to circle the wagons. I'm going to bring Brian on. Brian is my producer.
Hello.
Hello. And we're going to talk about being prepared, because EMP is something that the military is kind of sort of prepared for, but the American people have not been warned. Like Lou Dobbs says, how come we didn't know about this? And I'm going to let Brian kind of address this just a little bit real quick.
Sure, yeah. I mean, the military is taking, there's no question behind this. It's not really anything that can even be debated about, that the military is preparing. I mean, they have, you know, certain facilities that are underground, and they have these, you know, shields that you can put over, you know, things like even the size of vehicles, but computers and other types of infrastructure that will protect it from an EMP. And for those that might not know, EMP is an electronic magnetic pulse. So essentially it is the after effect of a nuclear explosion. So it's the bomb without the bomb. So if a nuclear device were to be detonated, say, in the atmosphere, it would not be the shock wave and the physical damage. It would be this magnetic pulse that would go through, and it just destroys anything electronically. So cell phones, batteries, I mean, anything, cars, anything that's computerized, it's done. Mechanical things would still work. But a lot of people, you know, to a lot of people that sounds like science fiction, and the reality is that it is not. In fact, it's one, if you listen closely, kind of across the board, it's really one of the greater threats that faces us. And so really the only thing we can do as a people is to be prepared for that. And there's certain precautions that you have to take.
And, you know, that is what the real threat is, they believe, with North Korea.
Yes.
They don't believe they're going to hit us with a nuclear bomb. They believe they're going to hit us with the EMP.
Right. And essentially, and I kind of touched on that before, that, you know, if you look at North Korea's missile testing as, well, did their missile make it to a specific site? Well, then they're all failures. But if you look at it from an EMP point of view, where all they have to do is get this missile to a certain range and detonate it in the atmosphere, well, then they've had many successes. It's just a matter of, you know, how close can they get the missile. So it's every time I hear them doing the missile test and it explodes in the atmosphere, it's concerning. But, yeah, that's what's so great about the preparewithbeth.com. That, you know, the things you have to think about, the basics for your family. Imagine if all power were to go out, you know, you've only got, that refrigerator is going to go dead. The coldness in there is going to be gone within 48 hours. So do you have food? Do you have shelter? Do you have a stock supply of your medication? You know, do you have supplies? You know, there was a storm just a few weeks ago that I happened to be up late and it knocked out the power, and I realized that I was grossly underprepared. And our house was completely pitch black, and my kiddos woke up, and I had a hard time getting to them. I had to use my cell phone, which was thankfully working, but Little things like you don't think about it till it's urgent. It's never urgent until it's urgent.
So flashlights and food and shelter and water, those are the things you have to concentrate on. And go to preparedwithbeth.com. And when you're on there, it's got a special there. But you can visit the other website, but you have to let them know that it is Beth that you're representing, or the show will not get credit for the sale.
Absolutely.
And there's also an 800 number, and I'm going to give that real quick because I reminisced too long with Duke, and we kind of cut this part short. It's 1-800-411-7023. That's 1-800-411-7023. Brian, thank you. We need to talk about this a little bit
Absolutely.
More. I need to get a guest on about the EMP because, you know, when Lou Dobbs was saying, well, I never heard of this. Well, where have you been, Lou? Because we've been talking about it on alternative radio for many years. Because we've known the threat, and yet I think most of us aren't ready. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is a Friday. You have a great weekend, and don't forget to bring America home.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. Come.